Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Friday, January 16th, 2026. And of course, today the moon is growing dimmer and darker in the sign of Capricorn, its detriment. And the nights are darker and colder too. And as you might imagine, during the dark moon, bad things can happen during dark moons. Oh my. The moon is in its detriment sign in the sign of Capricorn, and that means we should try to lean into a little bit into the sign of Cancer, the nurturing sign. The sign of Capricorn, though, is all business and the ultimate cosmic planner, and works to get your mind back on business, the business of living your life and being successful. We all need that. But don't forget to be kind, nurturing, and help others as we wind down a significant cosmic cycle. Saturn, Capricorn's ruling planet, and Neptune are ending long-term cycles in the sign of Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac. And that also means that Saturn and Neptune's transit in Pisces ends with the dark and new moon in the sign of Capricorn. Again, we're all business. We have to get up, be persistent, and not be brought down by any circumstances or bad thinking. And by the time Saturn and Neptune are both in the sign of Aries, the planets, the personal planets, the sun, are all entering the new age sign of Aquarius. Today is all about following the rules and picking yourself back up. Mercury, the planet of information and communication, seeks some information and guidance from Chiron, the wounded healer, Eris, the disruptor, and Zeus about the right direction to pursue. Mercury wants to know who's challenging you, throwing obstacles in your path. Which way do I go? And who's hindering your progress? Consider who you may need to confront or cut off. Alternatively, think about how you can sharpen your skills and become more competitive. And I think we all can agree that the biggest question here in 2026 is what's ahead? What works for me? What will work in 2026? It's a special time. It's a dangerous time, and it's unlike any other time you've experienced. Aries, you've taken time off and lived the life of Riley, fought the good fight, won and lost battles and lawsuits, been embarrassed and been held up in high society. Now what? Now the question is about a whole new cycle that comes just at the right time, as you need to prove yourself to yourself and those around you that you are somebody. So unabashedly, you can't give a damn about what anybody thinks. You can't be scared or timid. You're called upon to show the world how your unabashed courage and competitive drive make you a winner, a solo winner. No fear. It's your turn. Let's not be late to the party. Taurus, be cautious of anyone working bones and sticks behind your back as secret enemies try to unseat you. It's not that easy to unseat a bull, though, and they should know better. Your good luck from prior lifetimes is a wonderful protection, but just in case, try to get in some more good deeds. Avoid panic, temper tantrums, being naughty, and conflicts as an added measure of protection. Why make others mad at you and have them throw the evil eye at you? Why? Everyone loves the sweet bull who's ruled by Venus, and you definitely are that. You go through some fast growth, epiphanies, and changes over the next few months and become a changed person. It works, and new roads to wealth and financial gains, career and business opportunity open up. Your path seems strewn with gold. That's another good reason to be nice to people. Gemini, you could have high ideas on how to use your knowledge and power to bring changes to your job, career, your industry, or even the world. You might say to yourself, no, I'm not going to sit back and let this happen, allow these hooligans, greedy and stupid people to take what they're doing and misguide and lead others astray. Also, you're not going to allow anyone to have their hand in your cookie jar, and you'll fight for your money and potential profits that you think belong to you. You start slowly building a web and setting up the chessboard for the win. Oh, we're living a real Game of Thrones here, Gemini, and Gemini leads the quest. Just in time, you get your second win and say, I'm back. Good. Dig deep into your soul and be that fighter again. Cancer, you're figuring out which way to go, where to put your energies, and what's going to work for you as these planets are rising in your solar chart. It's a big deal. Jupiter's in your sun sign, but he's taking his time and you're going over things. And one thing you know for sure is that you can't allow others to sidetrack you, steal your attention, rob your focus, embarrass you, and get in the way of your goals. Cancer natives will work hard behind the scenes in a stealthy way to get at their enemies or their foes. Never one to go in a straight and direct line. You shimmy side to side and around someone. And so it is today. Indirectly, you threaten to take away what someone else needs and send the message that cancer is not to be toyed with. And in this way, you gain respect. Leo, although you're ever playful and want to quickly get your work done so you could start your weekend, the planets have other plans. And some of you might not feel well, have an accident for heaven forbid, or have to sit through an office meeting well past 3 p.m. And you have to be serious today. Do it and don't complain. Some of you could struggle with money or debt, but that will pass. Avoid uncomfortable situations and making big mistakes on the job that could be an embarrassment or make you want to find another job. Patience pays today. Some of you try to keep the lid on a romantic affair, a hot romance, while others want to gossip about it. Keep your nose to the grindstone, and this will surely pass. Virgo, get ready as secrets about your romantic life are about to be revealed. To you, of course. And something comes to light. It's different and meaningful for each one of you. How about that? The cosmos can do it all, make you think things are unique, but at the same time, make them somewhat the same. It's time to realize that someone, maybe a few romantic partners, don't or can't love you as much as you need or want to be loved. Something's off. But you say, if I put two romantic partners together, him and him or her and her, you'd have the perfect mate. You like some things about one and some things about another. You're close to walking away and seeing what else is out there for you. You seem to have that special sauce and find yourself at the right place at the right time that attracts attention and hot romance. Libra, you're planning an escape, right? Aren't you? Okay, well, maybe not right now today, but there's some discontent deep inside of you that's growing. For instance, if the company you work for isn't doing well, you think it's going to go bankrupt, you don't like the way they do things, and you think you could do better, you might leave that job, strike out on your own, and be seen by others as a good manager with lots of experience and the right resume. You might find another company to work for. Others prepare themselves for a new career or job where they can be independent and self-sufficient. You've got the prerequisite experience to launch and move on. Today, uncomfortable memories about a family or family member and restrictions have you dutifully going through the motions, eating with the family, breaking bread, listening to them on the phone, and sitting through a meeting or class. Still, it's cold, and you're waiting for it to be over. Scorpio, your wisdom is heightened today. Although you may think you have the right answer, you'll no doubt double check with Google to make sure you're right. You question yourself and want to recheck and check everything, because rarely does Scorpio shout out an answer only to be wrong. You're a born researcher. This ability to question and seek the right answer leads you to your next life chapter, and your attention to details and ability to see and catch mistakes is something that you're going to hone. And it's something that sets you apart from other people. It probably won't make you any friends or endear you to, say, a teacher, if you're always correcting them before they can correct themselves. Sagittarius, having Saturn and Neptune in Pisces for their big cosmic show hasn't been easier for the adventurer of the zodiac. Unfortunately, it takes an awful lot to keep you down. Through it all, you laughed, did new things, ventured out, created a dream home or oasis, honed your domestic skills, learned to cook, and got off the lazy boy occasionally and saw a therapist. Now what? Hold on. There's a few more crazy weeks ahead for you, and you're fortunate enough today that you're being careful. You're being careful not to slip, not to fall, not to make a mistake, hanging onto the railing when walking up and down stairs. Good for you. Move slowly and plan your expenses and spending, and don't make any mistakes. Capricorn, happy solar return. You'll need to figure out what exactly you're made of. Grit, stone, flesh and blood. You can't be made of stone and sit there watching everybody else do things better and want to do them better than you. Nor can you sit there watching your competitor take what's yours. Slowly, even with the dark moon, you begin to wake up, come alive, be less compliant, and less quiet. The secret is whatever you did once, it's easy for you to do again. Whatever successes you achieved, it's easy for you to hang on to. Because when you know something, and when you've done something before, you know it inside and out. While the moon is still dark, you slowly slither around silently like a snake. And by the new moon in Capricorn, you're a force to be reckoned with and unstoppable. Aquarius, this is your time to really put the past behind you. Erase the chalkboard of bad memories and wipe your mind of the who's, why's, and where are they now. It doesn't matter anymore, and it won't affect your future. What's done is done. Pluto drags you kicking and screaming into the future while the ghosts, witchcraft, and brouhaha try to keep you in the past. Pluto wins, of course, and you have lots to look forward to as your solar return is just around the corner. Like the movie, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and like every new lifetime, you'll forget and go on and live an exciting and successful life. The successes you accomplished one are embedded into you, and you'll do everything again even better. Manage the gaps until the planets begin to change in your sun sign. Pisces, while others try to knock you off your feet and throw stones and sharp barbs at you, it's just a reminder that you can no longer live life in a fantasy-filled dream world. And during these last few weeks, you need to be on top of things. As you end a dynamic karmic cycle, you might have to pay the piper and get past go and start all over again. Picking yourself up after every adversity is a Capricorn and Saturn thing. And you have Saturn in the last and faded degree of your sun sign. Avoid those big lessons if you can. Change is good. Get your morals and personal values in line, up to par. Set boundaries about what you will do, won't do, who you listen to, who you feel good being around. And then go ahead and sing, "The Queen is in her parlor, counting all her money." Remember to follow, like, and subscribe. Visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. Hi everyone, you're listening to Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and my podcast. Welcome, sit back and relax and learn all about your future.